Good morning. Looking forward to looking at that new directory. Except I don't think my picture looks too good. I told somebody it looks too much like me. Too close to reality. But I'm glad to be in it. Glad to be in that directory. Because I am glad to be part of the Lord's church in this place. To be a Christian, to be someone who declares their faith in Jesus and serves Him. What a wonderful blessing that is. We just baptized a new sister this past week. That's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
But that was a decision that she made, and she thought about it for a long time. And that's good. That's good to think about it, because it is an important decision. It's one that I want to talk about for a few moments tonight. One of the topics that I've been tasked with speaking on in this year is some sermons on first principles, and so I'm going to do that this month. I want to talk about some first principles. Now, first principles can mean a lot of different things, actually. You know, love and reverence for God, those are first principles. Morality and doing good, those are first principles. But generally what we mean when we talk about first principles is what it takes to become a Christian to start with. How do you begin the life of a disciple of Jesus Christ? And it starts with faith, and that's what I want to talk about this morning, the decision to believe in Jesus. It's your choice to make. That's exactly right. It's a decision. Faith is a decision. Believing in Jesus is a decision. It's a decision that each person has to make for themselves. And we'll start with this passage that's familiar to everybody, John 3:16, that says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. You know, believing in Jesus means a lot of different things, and there's a lot of directions we could go in talking about faith in Jesus and believing in Jesus, and I just want to talk about this one thing, and that is that it's a decision that you have to make. But to make sure that we understand what we're talking about, believing in Jesus means, of course, accepting certain things about Him. Just on an intellectual level, just in your head, you say, I believe, I accept that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. I believe that He died for my sins. I believe that He was raised from the dead. I believe that He is at the right hand of God. I believe that serving Him and following Him will lead to my eternal salvation. I believe these facts, these things that are stated in the gospel, and I accept. That's part of what it means to believe. But it's not everything. There are certain things that follow upon that decision that's also part of it. Part of believing in Jesus means you trust Him. When we say that we believe in someone, that's usually what we mean. I believe in my doctor. It means I trust him. Or I believe in my teacher. That means I think he's telling me the truth and I can trust what he says. I believe in my parents. It's more than just accepting that they exist in reality. It's much more than that. It means I put my welfare in their care. I trust them. And I trust Jesus. I trust him with my life. I trust him with my soul. I trust him with everything. Absolutely, that's what it means to believe in Jesus. It also means to serve him, because if you believe in someone, then you're not going to ignore them. If you really believe in someone, you're going to listen to them and you're going to follow them. If you believe in a leader, if you believe in a boss, if you believe in a coach, if you believe in a president, then you're going to do what they say. You're going to support what they say. It's hard to find people in this world that we believe in like that. But I believe in Jesus, and I support Him, and I follow Him, and I do what He says because I trust Him and because of the things that I accept about Him, that He is the Son of God, that He did die for my sins. I trust Him and I follow Him. And that's what it means to believe in Jesus. And all of those things are a decision that I make, that we make. It doesn't have to be. No one compels me or forces me to believe in Jesus and to trust Him and to follow Him. It's a decision I make. God persuades me. God calls me. God gives me evidence. God loves me. He shows me everything that I need to make that decision. But in the end, I make that decision. And that's the truth. And a lot of people in the religious world don't see it that way. They don't accept it. They think that faith or believing in Jesus is something that's out of our hands. In other words, it's something that God decides. God decides whether you believe or not. And if you believe in Jesus, it's because God made you do that. And if you don't believe in Jesus, it's because God didn't make you do that. And you can't get there on your own. Now, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's what the Scriptures teach, and that's